morning. How is everyone this morning? Good. Have you had a big weekend?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, as our pastor said, it was a beautiful weekend, and it's still a beautiful weekend. But this week, we had a pretty bad storm come through, didn't we, one evening? And storms can be rather scary, can't they? When the wind comes up and if it lightens and thunders.
And if it rains,
that's true. Well, I'm going to share with you in the congregation a true story that happened to me as a result of a storm. About 3 years ago in July, on the 4th of July weekend, we had a major storm come through our area. And in my neighborhood, it was early in the morning, and I had just gotten up. And I heard one clap of thunder, and then all of a sudden, this rushing wind was coming. And it was a wind unlike what we'd really ever had before. And I realized that we needed to get to safety. So we went to our basement, and I got there before my husband because he likes to watch storms. And he decided this storm was getting pretty severe and he'd better get to the basement. And when he got down to the basement with me, I was in a real safe place where I couldn't hear much. But he told me, he said, "I'm afraid we've lost part of our house." He said, "I heard a crash unlike any I've heard before." Well, when the storm had passed, and this was on a Monday, we came up out of the basement. And we didn't hardly recognize what we found. We had lost 5 trees in our yard, and one tree was laying on our house, and that was the crash. And I thought it was real appropriate this morning, knowing I was going to do this children's sermon, that I saw a tree house at the beginning of the program. Well, I didn't have a tree house, but I had a tree on my house. But we were very fortunate. Top of the tree hit the house and it split, and part of it was still standing and part was on our house. But it was such a huge tree that all along the back of our house we couldn't even see out the windows. All we could see was green foliage. But other people had more damage, and the person who was taking down the tree could not get to our tree until Friday. So all week I thought, I can't wait till Friday to get this tree off my house. When I got home on Friday evening, the tree was gone, but there was such a mess in my backyard, I almost wanted the tree back on my house. And so part of that week, what I remember is hearing chainsaws all week. From the minute the storm hit, almost within 15 minutes of it passing, there were chainsaws all week. I still remember that sound. We didn't have electricity for 2 days. But on Friday, the tree came down, but there was sawdust everywhere. And then I saw guttering hanging from the roof and wood as far as you could see in our backyard. And I sat on the stump of that tree, and I was pretty despairing. I thought, my yard, my tree, all of this has happened. And you know, God's Spirit put his arms around me, and he told me, "This is not your home. This is not your trees. This is not your yard. You're taking care of it for me for just a little while," which really made me realize that we're a steward of everything God has gifted to us, because everything belongs to God. And after that Spirit spoke to me, it was a total different situation. I promised to God that we would be as good of stewards as we could possibly be for what he had gifted to us. The next day, we had family that came and helped us pick up the wood. My husband cleaned up for weeks. We had people that had to come and log the trees, and because we had like 50 trees down in our pastures. We had a wonderful neighbor, Greg Isabel, who told us about an ad in the paper for people who wanted to clean up trees and cut firewood to sell. A wonderful crew came in and hauled out loads and loads of firewood, so people were warm that winter. There was nothing wasted from the destruction that we experienced. But there's two things that I came out of this experience realizing. One is everything belongs to God, and the second is God will meet us right where we are. And I hope that I never forget the love that God showed us and his compassion and the wonderful help from friends that we had and our family. And I realize now when I see people that have destruction, when the ice storm hit last winter a little further south, and I heard those chainsaws going in those yards, my heart went out to those people. And that's what God wants us to do. When we've experienced something, we definitely know what that person's going through. And I just praise God that he has given us so many blessings and that he will meet us right where we are. Let's go to God in prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you today for all these wonderful children who are here and for those in our congregation. We know that these children are your children, and we know that we are your children. And we thank you for meeting us right where we are each day in our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Children will be collecting money for missions during our next hymn.